what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and Meadowlark restaurant opening up oysters.
Listen.
Douglas, how many more of these dead blame oysters do we have to open up, Lum?
Oh, I reckon we got about enough there.
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't suppose we'll have too much of a rash on them the first day.
Well, it'll surprise me if we have any rash at all.
Folks got to learn to like them things.
I don't believe I'd ever learn to like them, Lum. You don't learn that, I don't believe.
Oh, it's bound to be some folks come in here to eat them.
I doubt it.
Announcement I give over the party line this morning in order to bring a few in here. I made them sound so good, I was mighty nice tempted to taste one myself.
Ain't you even tasted one of these oysters yet?
Well, no.
After the way you tricked me into eating one of them yesterday.
All right now, Abner, we said we wasn't going to discuss that no more.
Cheap varmint.
Let's see. Reckon we ought to open some more? Oh, I guess that's enough for now.
Well, I hope so. My arms are just might not parallel alive. Them things are hard to open.
Yeah, they ain't easy.
No, sir. Yeah, Lum, is this the way you're supposed to serve them? Just right out in the open shells this way?
Yeah, that's what's known as oysters on the half shell.
Huh. You don't cook them at all?
No.
Well,
of course you can mix up a sauce, ketchup and salt and pepper and a couple of slices of lemon maybe. Some folks like them that way, with a sauce on them.
I believe I'd rather just mix up the sauce and eat that and forget about the oysters.
They ain't as bad as all that.
No, I don't want them. Oh.
Yeah, howdy, Doc.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
Just fine, thank you, Lum.
Where you been?
Yeah, I had to wash and wipe all the dishes myself. Look at there. Got them dishpan hands again. Look at them.
Yes. Well, I had a call from Mr. Johnson. His goat is on the sick list again. I've been out there all morning.
Oh, that's too bad. What's wrong with the goat this time, Doc?
Well, he's not feeling good.
Ah, I see.
Indications lead me to believe that it might be a touch of lead poisoning.
Lead poisoning? Somebody shoot him?
No, he swallowed a piece of lead pipe. By the way, where's Milford?
Grandpap ain't showed up yet today, neither. Don't know what happened to him. Called his place a while ago, but his woman said he'd left there some time ago.
Charity said that?
Yeah.
Nice woman. Well, I thought maybe Milford wasn't around because I stopped by Dick Huddleston just now. He said Milford hadn't been in there to pick up the telegrams.
Dogies, is there more telegrams coming in?
Yes. I brought them along. Care to read them, Lum?
Well, not right now, Doc. We're kind of busy getting ready for this big special we're having on oysters today. Ain't you heard about it?
Oh, that's right. Today is the day, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to sell them before they get ruined like that first batch.
Say, here's an interesting telegram, Lum.
Well, just put them on my desk, Doc. Grandpap will take care of them if he ever gets here.
How's that?
I said, just put them there on my
desk. This one says, Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Griddle Cafe of Chautauqua, Wisconsin, respectfully requests recipe for Lum burgers and permission to use same on our menu.
Yeah.
The Griddle Cafe, Jim Johnson, proprietor, Chautauqua, Wisconsin. Abner, have you ever been to Chautauqua, Wisconsin?
No, I ain't, Doc.
Nice place.
Oh, yeah. What's it like?
How's that?
I say, what's Chautauqua, Wisconsin like?
I don't know. I've never been there. Here's another interesting telegram, Lum. Passengers on Western Airlines clamoring for Lumburgers. Stewardesses.
Who? What's that?
That's plural for stewardess.
Ah.
A most serious problem. Since Western Airlines is America's pioneer airline, may Western also be the first to serve Lumburgers aboard its planes, Vice President Richard Dick.
Great. Looks like we're going to have Lumburgers flying through the air.
Yeah, body won't be safe no place.
Dear sirs.
I'll take care of them later, Doc.
My customers are calling for your famous Lumburgers. Will you please send recipe? Carter's Cafe, Shreveport, L.A.
Hey, Lum, that reminds me. Here's one that I forgot to read to you. There's Lum and Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Patrons of Stone's Restaurant, operated by our brother, are clamoring for Lumburgers. Please rush recipe. Guess who signed it?
You got the least idea.
Just guess.
Well, her name must be Stone if her brother runs a restaurant called Stone's Cafe.
That's who it is. That's your namesake, Lum and Abner Stone.
Oh, them little twins they named after.
Recollect when they lived out here? Bless their heart.
Ain't that nice?
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. There comes your secretary.
Huh?
Grandpappy Spears.
Oh.
Bowl him out, Lum. Bowl him out. bust him with it.
Oh, I guess jump on me too hard.
Just turn these telegrams over to Milford now.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy. How are all my good friends today?
Don't good friends us. Where you been?
I wonder if I could interest you gentlemen in a low-cost accident policy.
Accident policy?
I have here
Just a minute now.
Yeah, what's this all about? You're supposed to be my secretary, so just simmer down. Stop trying to imitate Squire Skimp.
Yeah.
I ain't imitating him. I'm working for him.
Huh?
I've quit my job here, and I'm associated with Mr. Skimp now, helping him sell in insurance.
Oh, are you in the insurance game now, Milton?
Well, just a minute here.
Nice game.
You can just up and quit me that away.
I've done did it. Got a better job. Man's got a right to improve himself, ain't he?
Well, how could you be working for Squire Skimp, Grandpap? He's out of town.
He got back late yesterday.
Oh?
He's lined himself up with a new accident insurance company, and I'm working for him on a commission base.
That's the worst accident he could have.
Do you know that traffic accidents have killed as many as 28,600 people yearly?
Yes.
Deaths on our highways is increasing. Smash-ups have reached more than one a minute. How many policies do you want, gentlemen?
Grandpap, are you actually working for Squire?
Of course I am. You can ask him yourself. He'll be over here in a minute. He's invited me to eat with him over here today.
He has?
Yeah.
I know his mom. Did you hear that? Squire's going to eat here today. Maybe we can sell him some of them oysters.
Yeah, I hope he does come in. We're all set for him this
time. Yes, sir.
Recollect, accidents don't always happen to somebody else. They might happen to you, or you, or you.
Me?
Don't take no chances. Reduce your driving speed. Special during this winter weather. Keep your windshield clear.
But, Grandpap, I ain't got no car.
Check and repair all equipment. Such as brakes, tires, chains, lights, windshield wipers, and all such as that. Are you listening, Abner?
I told you I don't own no automobile. I'm a pedestrian.
All right, then. Pedestrians are supposed to be careful in crossing roads and walking on the highway.
Slow them mules of mine down a little. I can do that.
Always walk facing the oncoming cars.
Face me?
Yeah, then you'll have a head-on collision.
Oh.
Yeah, at night, wear something white.
Well, I do. My nightshirt. But I ain't going to run around on no highway in here.
Well, you don't have to make a special trip.
Well, gentlemen, how are all my good friends today?
Howdy, Squire. Welcome back to town.
Well, thank you, Lum. Yes, it's good to be back. Indeed, it's good to be back.
I just tell them some of our new policies, Squire.
Oh, fine, fine, Grandpap. This new company writes a mighty good accident policy, Lum.
Does.
Oh, yes, it does. Finest I've ever seen, I believe.
Well.
Full coverage, reasonable. But here, let's not talk business right now. I'm hungry.
Well, I'm proud to hear you say that, Squire, because we've got a real surprise for you.
Well,
oysters.
Oysters? On a half shell?
On the half shell.
Well, by George, now that is good news. Come on, Grandpap, sit down. Get right up here on one of these stools.
Yeah, thank you.
Have the treat of your life right now. I promised to buy you your lunch today, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I believe I'd rather just have a Lumburger.
No, now you want oysters.
Do I?
Why, certainly you do. That's the favorite dish of a lot of big insurance men.
Oh, well, in that case, better give me a saucer of them, I reckon.
Yeah, certainly.
Oysters on the hash shell, two orders.
Oysters on two, coming right up.
We're having a sort of a special on these today, Squire.
Well, you don't have to put any kind of a special price on them to sell them to me, Lum. That's my favorite dish. I do love oysters on a half shell. Just love them.
I ain't tried one yet.
Oh, Lum, you're missing a treat of your life, I'll tell you that.
Well.
Here you are, man. Two orders. Get to work, Grandpap.
Yeah. Now, how do you eat these seven-legged things?
You just get them up to your mouth. It'll take care of the rest of the eating.
Yeah, they slip right off of the pigeon-toed knife.
Well, use a spoon, don't you know nothing.
Yeah, how are they, Squire?
Oh, fine, wonderful, excellent.
Good.
Ain't no taste at all of these bull-legged things.
Ouch! Oh, what's the matter? That bite back, Grandpap?
What have you got in them, rocks?
Rocks?
Yeah, look at that. Little round rock. Chipped my only good tooth on it.
Uh-oh.
And take this flat-footed plate of junk away from
well,
here.
Well, now,
take
man.
It away,
well,
I said. Get it out of my
just
sight.
Just a minute. Don't holler at me. Here, Doc. Throw this junk away and wash the plate.
Yes, all right. You let me get my sleeves rolled up here.
You want another order, Grandpap?
No. I ain't going to take no more chances. No telling what you'd put in the next batch.
Say, I wonder if you want me to throw this away. This little rock you was discussing seems to be a pearl.
A pearl?
Well, what's that? A pearl?
I know this, Mom. We're rich. We're rich. Look at that.
Rich, nothing. That belongs to me.
Huh?
I'm the one that found it.
Yeah, but you told me to take it away. It belongs to us.
Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe we can divide this up somewhere.
Well, now, just a minute, gentlemen. There's nothing to divide. It's quite clear that I'm the legal owner of that pearl, because I ordered the food and Grandpap was my guest.
Yeah, but you hadn't paid for a guest.
That doesn't make any difference.
Oh, yes, it does.
I'm
the legal owner of it.
It's mine.
Oh, fist
fight. I know the law.
Well, let's see now. Exactly who is the owner of that pearl?